Let me tell you about a man that you should know. This is Bishop Aaron Perkins again. And I have to tell the world about a man named Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Let me tell you about John 3:16. How he died for us. You know what he did?
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross. He gave his life for us to be free.
He gave the whole world a chance to be set free. Yeah, from the chains that had captivity.
Hello, everybody all over the world. Welcome to the Aaron Perkins Show. Yes, on 140 syndicated network stations all across the globe, bringing you forth the Word of God. I tell you, today is the day that the Lord has made, and today I know I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, and I hope that you do too. And I have a special guest with me today too, my partner, my brother in the Lord, Rachiel. I'm telling you, he's a man of God, and I tell you, he brought us the word a couple of weeks ago, and I hope y'all loved it and enjoying it. But today we're going to be more inspirational as we bring forth a few things and stuff. And I thank you all for listening to that song, He Gave His Life for us, because he did. John 3:16 identifies that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That's right. And he did for all of us. You know, that we may be free, sin free. Yes, that's it. That's it. Sin free. That's right. Make sure you wear your sin free heart. That's right. That's right. All you got to do is rebuke the devil and tell him, get away from me like Jesus did, and you'll be sin free. Are you ready to be sin free today? I tell you, I got on some skates that call sin free, and I could slide from here to all over the globe just shouting and shouting, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. I'm sin free. Even though we come into some trials and tribulations and stuff like that, but God always give us an answer through Jesus. Amen. His only begotten son who died for all of our sins, you know. I tell you, I thank God for Jesus, because if he had not died for our sins, I keep asking myself, I wonder, Archbishop Aaron Perkins keeps saying to himself, I wonder what would I be? Don't you ask yourself that question sometimes? What would I be? Lord, without you, I'd be another dead walking man. That's right, a dead walking man. And some people are walking, living dead. They don't have the Lord on their side, and they're just like living dead. Dead to Christ, dead to joy, dead to truth, dead to honesty, dead to being real. You know, and everybody start living a subliminal lie, you know. And then it gets bigger and bigger, and it grows and grows, because they have not had an opportunity to turn their lives over to the Lord who could free them. I'm not talking about no tricks. I'm talking about truth. And I'm going to let you know. Well, first of all, this man that's going to come past, the man of God, is going to tell you which hand you need to be in. And I tell you, you don't want to miss which hand you should be in. This is Apostle Rashid L. going to bring you the message of God, the warning of God, the blessing of God, and let me tell you something, the love at the same time. Bringing forth Apostle Rashid, right here on the Archbishop Aaron Perkins Show, bringing forth Bishop Rashid L. Here we go.
Amen.
Hello,
amen.
Bishop.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, great man of God.
Thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
I thank God for being here today. I thank God for my health and my strength.
Yes.
Thank God for my bishop.
Thank
Apostle,
you.
Apostle E.L. Moses and Prophetess Moses. I thank God for AWA Pentecostal Church of God.
Yeah.
I thank God for my children, my life, my health, and my strength.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
For Pastor Beautiful.
Yes,
I thank God for Bishop Aaron and the band. I thank God for everyone.
Yes,
well, I just want to just put some on your mind today, and so we can find out where we are when we talk about we love somebody. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, it talks about love. And so this is how I check my love in. Because the love, it tells you that love is kind. Love is not puffed up, not vaulted up. Love don't think of herself. Love is not easily provoked. So when we got people out here with anger, need anger management and easily be provoked, that means you need to check your love in. If the person you saying you love make you that angry, something is wrong with that love. Amen? So what we have to do, we have to check our love in. We got how we do it, we check it in through the Bible. He said, you walk in the flesh, walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That spirit, the fruits of the spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, against such is no law. See, we need to have the fruits of the spirit inside of us. And that's how we check our love in. Because if you ain't got no love, if you angry and you're rude and have boldness inside it, that's the opposite of being meek. See, God gave us temperance so we can have self-control. Amen? Not being tossed to and fro with every wind and harry that come your way telling you that God said. Amen? So we have to get into the word of God, because Isaiah 59:19 said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. But if you ain't got no word inside of you, if you don't know the love scriptures, you don't know what's ailing you, you're going to be 2 Timothy 2:26, after escaping the snares of the devil. He'll take you at will. So you got to get the ammunition. A lot of us get away from the devil, but don't get enough ammunition to keep ourselves. The word of God is our ammunition. The Bible is our gun. The words inside of the Bible is our ammunition. Book, chapter, and verse. Because we need to know what love is. When we easily provoked, we need to check our love in. Because he said love is not easily provoked. Love don't think evil. So if you thinking evil somebody that you say you love, that's not love. What am I talking about? Well, you can't find them phone all. They ain't called home, he or she. And the first thing you can think is they with another woman or man. See, the evil should never enter in. First thing you should say to yourself, I hope they're all right. Let me check the hospital. Let me see if he was in an accident. Let me call the police station, see what took place. But evil should not enter into your heart. Not when you say, I love you. I love you. We're talking about unconditional love. You know, we got Stargate, filial love, agape love. We want to have God's love inside of us, rooted in us. Because if it's not rooted, it can be plucked up. If we want to get the root so deep in God's word that the top may temple, but the root is still there. And we'll grow again. Amen? So I'm here today to just let you know we got to learn to love and love the right way. Not through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but of the Word. See, our eyes see something they like. Sometimes it loves what it sees. And we come to find out it's no good for us to look at. Job said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. You know? So we have to have self-control over these eyes, over our flesh, because to who you lend your members to, that's who you servant to obey. So without love, we lend our members to the devil, which is manifested in fornication, adultery. What is that? Adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, lasciviousness, hatred, emulation, sedition, heresy. We have to check our love in, because that is the flesh. We have to have love. We have to have joy. We have to have peace. We got that gentleness. We got that goodness. We got to have faith. We have to be meek and have self-control, temperate. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord shall fight for you if you hold your peace. We have to learn how to let God do the fighting when we learn how to love. Because God gonna wear your heart with a feather. Make sure you don't tip the balance on the wrong side. Amen? We want that feather to be at the top. The sin weighs it down. Amen? We want God to continue to help us, guide us. And you can't do it if you don't know the word of God. God, when you get that love down inside of you, you become the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit will lift up a standard against anything that's against God. Brother Paul said it like this, when I go to do right, I end up doing wrong. Ain't that something? A lot of us like that. Every time we go to do right, evil is always present. Always trying to bring us back into the fold. Back into the past. Jesus said, put away the former conversation, the old man, which is deceit, which is corrupt after deceitful lust. He said, we got to learn to put it away. We have to learn to love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. We need love inside of us. And the fruits of the Spirit is love. So here we come from Overcomers Temple One in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm the Bishop, Rashid L. I just want y'all to know that we love y'all. We love you like the Lord loves you. And we want y'all to just stay strong in the Lord. Follow the word of God. And if you fall, get back up. Do not wallow in it. Though a just man falls 7 times, you rise back up again. And I just want to tell you, I love you. And God loves you. Get in the word of God. Learn how to love. Learn your fruits of the Spirit that you got to have inside of you to love. Amen? So I'm just here to let you know, Bishop Rashid L. at Overcomers Temple One, you're all welcome to come. We have service Saturday at 12, 401 East Burleigh Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53212. Y'all be blessed, and I'm going to get you back over to Bishop Aaron Perkins.
Praise the Lord. Yes, that was Bishop Rashid L. And I tell you, he gave away the word of God. Woo-wee. I'm telling you, I hope y'all enjoyed yourselves, and I hope that you received everything that he delivered unto you. And if anybody's been lost and need to be delivered, I hope you got delivered by that message of God from the man of God who brought it to you. Bishop Rashid L. And I tell you, this is Bishop Aaron Perkins, and I'm telling you, we're going to have some more coming on in a few minutes, some more things. But right now, I think I want to take us to a 2-song break. Let's see. Let me find out if my partner, Daryl, can bring on any song that he chooses to play for us so that we can lift our spirits up with joy. Give us a song, girl. Let's see what we may have on coming. Meanwhile, don't y'all go nowhere. Make sure you stay tuned right here on the Aaron Perkins Show, because we're going to have more coming for you. We're going to have more.
And turning, trying to find my way. I've been crying from so much pain, and there is no one to save me. So I just call on you, my Lord. I know that you can be the one to help me through. I need you now.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody all over the world. Welcome back to the Aaron Perkins Show. I love you. God love you. Make sure you reach out and love somebody else, too. That's right. We're having a ball. And that song that you heard, ooh, was another song by your very own Archbishop Aaron Perkins. And I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we all together can rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, somebody been blessed today from the message that we had from Bishop Rashiel. And I tell you, that was a good message that he brought. And I want to thank him for being on the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world on 140 syndicated networks. I tell you, we thank God. We just thank God for him and what he brought forth. And I hope somebody got saved. Somebody got delivered. You know, we have a terrible world out here today where we go through so much. And I, like myself, I've had several deaths within the last 2 months. And I'm telling you, both hands full. And there's never nothing good when you see your loved ones gone. And so I pray for my family that's bereaving still to this day over each and every one of those lost ones. And I pray for your family, too, if you lost some people, too. But you know what? I'm telling you, through it all, you know, in this life, we got one life to live. And if we don't give it all over to the Lord right now, I'm telling you, some of us already are the walking dead. You don't want to be considered living and walking dead. But if you don't have your relationship right with Christ, guess what? You'll be the living dead. And then when you be dead, you don't know what's going to happen from there. You know, because we all have our judgmental call from our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those who are having a hard time in life, going through divorces and stuff like that. I pray for these people because, you know, the world is so fast-minded, but we go too fast, you know, for the Lord sometimes that we just lead him. And if we want to follow the Lord, we got to let him lead us and not us lead him. Oh, my God, somebody got in trouble without letting it. Yeah, slow it down, slow it down. You know, we have to. And just know that I hope that my partner, possibly be on today. We'll be looking forward to Evangelist Ella Jackson. I tell you, hopefully that she'll be able to come on. Meanwhile, I tell you what we can do, for a few minutes while we're on here, cause she got some good cuts too, rolling back to back. You know, that'd be really, she has a song called, and I just can't wait to play it, and hopefully that it'll nourish somebody's heart. You know, called Soul Winner. And that's what we are supposed to be as Christians in Christ. We're supposed to be winning souls, not losing souls, winning souls. So we have to stretch out and reach out. Love conquers all things. I'm telling you, it conquers all things. It don't leave you hanging. Love don't make you abuse nobody. Love don't cause you to neglect nobody. Love don't cause you to hate nobody. Love don't cause you to do no strange things you ain't got no business doing. Love don't cause you to flirt with other people while you loving on each other. Love don't cause you to abandon your marriages. It don't cause you to do no harm at all. I tell you, that agape love, that godly love, I can't get enough of it. You know, but you got to watch out for the eros love. People get that mixed up because TV teach you a lot of that, where you think that everything is loving because you can kiss and hold and have sex. That's the wrong kind of love because that's designed for a different purpose. But at the same time, you know, it's being utilized today to make people think that is love, you know, by who before you can get married, kiss somebody, hug somebody, make sex with them going on. And they define this as love and they lost. And I hate to tell them, but they lost. So somebody got to get it right. Eros is not agape love. Eros is sexual desire love. It's that thing where you do what you ain't supposed to be doing and you're getting in trouble with God because he's trying to tell you agape love, filial love, or brotherly love, or, you know, we got to understand the which love we're dealing with. We have to understand which form of love we're dealing with. And today it's prominent that people's are misleading kids today. Now kids are having sex at 11 and 12, and some younger, 11 and 12 year olds having babies, you know, and they haven't, because they've been taught that love is when you jump in the bed with each other, hug, squeeze each other. But see, after they do that with that person,
person they got away with the crookedness with, they see somebody else they like and the ego stick out. In other words, the sexual desire, love, and it runs to somebody else. The next thing you know, you got two or three, four kids and you got three or four, five daddies and don't know which one might be the daddy. And at the same time, you're lost because there was no real love involved. The agape love, high love, you can get the godly love. You want that love. You want that love. And amongst your friends and your, close people, you want to feel love. You know, you want to have the right love today. And a lot of us are so lost, we bumping into walls over eros love because we've been taught the wrong expressions. You know, the, eros is a conditional love. I like you if you like me. I like you if you look good enough to me. If you look sexy enough to me, appealing right to me, if you have sex with me, if you hug me, and if you kiss me, this is the eros kind of love. This is what the devil designed to take you off your feet. The eros kind of love is designed to take you off your feet because it's got kids being performing all these immoral acts, and the adults too today and performing immoral acts that they shouldn't be because they caught up in eros, the sexual goddess of love, the sexual connotations of love. They call in everything to be love, in the name of love, but love is unconditional. But the eros kind of love, it only wants you if you look right, feel right, and if you appeal to them. It's an impression that, that's physically a charm to them. And if without people's being able to understand the truth, they must learn the truth. And the truth will do what? It will set you free. We need to talk about this a little bit more because babies are, like I said, are having babies. And more relationships that are not marriages are breaking up before they can even get married because of the eros, because of the appealing of sexual desire that turns them against each other because they have not learn what real love is, and therefore they can't gravitate to agape love, a female love, and nothing like that. They can't because they're being taught by TV and by people out here hanging out in the streets, and all they know what to do is pull their dresses up, and the men pull their pants half down, and everybody getting to thinking that, oh, he loved me because he looked good and he keep his eye on me. But no, he just want to have sex with you and your friend too. That's right. And the same thing from some women. You want to have sex with that man or these days, the eros is so, got people so confused. Women loving the women, men loving the men. You just got these confusions, elements in the air. And the kids are getting so twisted minded today because they seeing women going together with women and men going together with men. God didn't design this to happen like that. He made man for woman and woman for man only. You know, he did not put nothing else in between that. So the devil will tell you a lie, but God did only one thing. He said he made a man for a woman and a woman for a man. So all these people that are going around with this eros, sexual goddess love, is running around here confused, and they got their head chopped off because they doing the wrong thing and they sending the wrong message connotations to these kids. Ain't no way in the world I'm gonna tell my daughter she gonna see me, she's gonna see me with no man. That ain't going on in this house like that. I tell you one thing, when God made Adam, he did not put Adam with Steve. He put Adam with Eve. And that's how God continues from the day he started her and to the day earth is gone. And so we got to stop trying to make God look like a fool just because what we call, what we do, what we want to do. You know, we have to get out of feelings and we have to get into God and learn his word. We must study to show thyself approved of him and approved of yourself to be aware of the consciousness that God has put into you, so that you can learn how to grow in the manner in which he wants you to grow. All this foolishness that's in the air and all around the globe that's going on everywhere. Now people are killing each other over the wrong sexual connotations. men with the men and women with the women. And if you try to come in between, you're liable to get yourself hurt. Because if you try to tell them, y'all ain't supposed to be doing this like this, then they liable to stab you, shoot you, or do whatever. They run you over with cars these days. Well, Archbishop Aaron, I'm just going to let you know, like the T.I. is, this is wrong, the wrong settings. And in the Word of God, you get the right settings, the encouragement, the inspiration, ooh, the motivation, and then you learn to have the dedication to be right and to do the right thing. We done a movie not too long ago, which I done a movie that I'm involved in called 53206 Milwaukee. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on several things. And it teaches about in Milwaukee, like they have a lot of guns shooting around and a lot of killings. And Milwaukee is one of the places that has more deaths or more people getting locked up than anybody else in the world. That's strange, ain't that strange? And it's crazy. It's rough. And these kids are out there stealing cars, and little kids just got killed, I believe it was yesterday or today, this morning or yesterday. Young man, I think he was 16 or 17, and he stole a car, and police chased him, and he ran into some kind of pole or something, and it killed him. You know, it's what does it profit a person to gain the world and lose your own soul, the Bible says? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose your own soul? And this is what we're doing. We're losing our own self when we're trying to operate itself, because we don't know our Father. We don't know His Son. And we're not trying to vibe with that. We're not trying to fit. We're trying to fit in with each other and let each other know who cool and who not cool. You know, we think everything is cooler. We got too many followers out there and not enough leaders. And then most people being led by the wrong peoples. That's what's going on. All this foolishness. You know, he said in the last days, peoples will be lovers of themselves. I'm telling you, that's what the Word says. And the Word, there ain't no lie. It's the mirror of the truth. Sometimes you have to look in the mirror of truth, not just your regular mirror that you have to look at yourself in to see how handsome or pretty you are, but in your Word of God, and get the truth put back into you so that you can know your right from your wrong. That's right. You know, it's easy to talk like you want to say something good, but God wants us to walk good and talk good, and He's trying to train us up in our ways. God don't care if you're 95 years old and ain't never heard His word before. He ready to feed you His manna from heaven. That's right. His glorified manna from heaven. He wants to pass it through your heart so that you can learn to grow in the right way. Learn to treat humans, love somebody else just as well as you do yourself. People are so selfish today. He said people will be lovers of themselves in the last days. The wickedness. I mean, people have grown ice cold today, and it's a shame. It's a shame. Even in the churches, they doing it. You go to church, people playing churchified, but ain't being sanctified. Unfortunately, they playing churchified, but they're not being sanctified. Just because you're in the church don't mean you're saved or born again. Just because you've been in the church 50 to 80 years don't mean you're born again. Because if you ain't living according to God's will, then you're still in your own will. And he didn't say, let your will be done. He said, let my will be done. Amen. And some people snatch the truth to gain a lie. Ain't that something? And bump into walls and wonder why the world is so contaminated with ugliness, filthiness. It's like dressed up garbage kids, looking good out there, pretty, all dressed up nice. And then the men looking handsome, all dressed up nice, or halfway between the females or the males. And at the same time, they'd be like dressed up bombs, dressed up garbage cans, because the inside got too much ugliness. Carry trash. Trash. Stop carrying that trash. God made you more worthy. You are kings and queens to the Lord.
We belong to Him. We don't belong to ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. We got to stop trying to just believe that everything is our own way. Now, kids don't even know what to do no more. They beating up parents these days. They show they're stealing from them, beating them up, and selling them dope. That's how bad things done got. And when you can't talk to your kid right, and your kid don't talk to you right, things are totally messed up. He said at the end of the days, you know, people's gonna turn wax cold, and that's what's happening. People are turning wax cold, going against each other, mother against son, son against mother, brother against sister, sister against brother, uncle against cousin, cousin against uncle, friend against friend, and friend against friend. When will it end? We must come to know the truth. If we continue to sideways pass God up and go up, try to like we're going up under God, know everything that you do. That's right. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He's omniscient. He's not, oh Lordy. Don't think because you have that the God don't see you. He's omnipotent, all powerful. He sees what you're doing. He knows what you did last night and this morning that you done wrong. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. People think they ducking and dodging, ducking and dodging and thinking they're doing something slick. But God sees you. He sees a little roach in the corner. And he probably even feed him a blessing before he give you a blessing because you're being naughty instead of being nice. He said, love one another as you do yourself. He didn't put these scriptures up for us to be just entertained by. No. Stop thinking that you're being entertained by. He put these in here for us to grow on, to love, to implant in our heart, to deliver us from sin, to set us free from a world that is living in darkness. Don't you want to get the word into you today? That's right. The Logos, the Word of God, the powerful Word of God. Reach out and get in your Bible. Stop putting your Bible on the table and let it get rusted. That like telling God, I'll see you when I come back when I'm ready. You know? Because that's what it's doing. You know, every time, I don't care how you go to church, you might go to church dressed up with a $1 billion suit on, but you ain't nothing but a dressed up garbage can if you ain't got your relationship right with the Lord. How many of y'all know you've seen somebody be a dressed up garbage can? I have before. I usually go there, sharp, star suits, and you know, stuff might cost $2,000 and I'm spent, but it didn't give me no real relationship with the Lord. I was a dressed up garbage can. Can you relate to that? If you know and you're tired of being a dressed up garbage can, be a real Christian. Get to know Christ for real. Repent from your sins right now today. Right now today, because tomorrow is never promised to nobody, young or old. Tomorrow is never guaranteed to give you anything. But when you get on the right side of the Lord, I tell you, He will provide you blessings beyond your understanding. Blessings beyond. He said He will flood your cup and run it over. He will fill it up and run it over. That's how good He loves us. That's how much He loves us. And He wants to bless you. Just know God ain't mad at you. Because He loves you, but He don't want to see you continue to do the wrong. He don't want to see you continue to do the wrong or to follow the wrong people. That's right. Tell yourself, I'm tired of being a sinner. I'm tired of walking without God. Why? Because I'm tired. I'm tired of myself running from the Lord. I'm tired. I can't take it no more. Amen. We're going to try to get ready to go into another video, let's say song. I mean, we're going to try to see if we can
get back into another song. Let me see here. Don, are you there? Don, are you there?
I am here, good sir, and we are ready to cue up any song you wish.
Let's give us Ella some of that that Ella. We love you, Ella. We don't know if you'll be able to make it today, but what we'd like to do is play
you
Soul
got it.
Winner.
You
we
got it.
All right, here go Ella Jackson, Fitzgerald, Ella Jackson, Soul Winner.
My Bible tell me, Proverbs 11 and 30, reads, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Listen, if you don't mind.
Alexander, that's right, Ella, Evangelist Ella Jackson Alexander,
soul winner. And I tell you, it's a pleasure to have her as one of the people that comes on to the show. For some reason, she couldn't make it today, but I guarantee you next week, you're going to try to get a word from her. And, I pray that we could bring her for next week. We love her and we miss her, and, we hope everything's all right. Well, I hope that everybody knows that this is Archbishop Aaron Perkins, and I thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins radio show all over the world. What I'm going to do pretty good. I like that when I heard her say soul winner, and that's what we're supposed to be about, winning souls, not hindering souls, winning souls. Yeah, so I'm going to take you back to one more song before we get ready to wrap it up. And this is by Ella Jackson. She got another song that you just don't want to miss. And then we're going to get ready to wrap up the Aaron Perkins show. And first, I want to thank everybody. I want to give a love shout to all the people that was listening today, to to Bishop Rashid El, and thank him for being on the Aaron Perkins show all over the world on 140 syndicated network stations. And I tell you, right here on BBS Radio/TV on the Aaron Perkins show. And I tell you, I want to thank God for all who tuned in. And don't forget now, you'll find me in a movie called 53206 Milwaukee. And it's out today on Amazon Prime Time and some other things. Tubi. You can find it on Tubi and et cetera, YouTube. And make sure you go out there and get that. It's a beautiful movie, and it talks about the deaths being very extreme, severely right here in Milwaukee. And a lot of them are very young. A lot of them are very young, and unfortunately. But y'all go out there and see it, because I'm going to take a look at it in a little bit. And I want to encourage y'all to the 53206 Milwaukee. Yep. And it's a good movie for anybody to look at, and hopefully we can encourage people to put down the guns and stop the violence. Hopefully we could do that. And don't forget, and to learn to come closer to Christ, because without him, we are nothing. And be a soul winner. You know, somebody won my soul, and it was Jesus. And I tell you, and he'll win your soul, and that's Jesus. So get your opportunity today. If you want to, don't forget, I also have CDs all over the world, and I'm on one of Biddle, the largest distribution music company in the world, and you can get Apostle Aaron Perkins CD, Holy Grail 102, on any site, Amazon. Just go there and just say Apostle Aaron Perkins Holy Grail CD, and you could get a purchase of that too, and God bless you for doing so. When you get it, maybe one day, hopefully soon coming, we'll have, Bishop Rashid L CD coming up. Hopefully we can get it on here by next week. I know I ain't got that much time left, but hopefully we can get it on, and you don't want to miss it, because I'm going to try to get it. You don't want, but I want to thank you for preaching again and ministering again from the heart. And we loved it, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. Meanwhile, we're going to go to another one of Ella's songs, Anyone by Choice. And we're going to get ready to get out of here, because it's time to wrap it up on the Aaron Perkins show. And thank you all for listening. I love you. Here goes another song by Ella Jackson Alexander. Let's give it to you.